As we continue celebrating the octave of the Epiphany, tonight we also honor in a very special way him whom our parish honors and has honored for many, many years, the Infant of Prague. And so, of course, we will pray the Novena to the Infant of Prague after Mass during the adoration of the Blessed Sacrament and benediction. It is the same Lord. But we continue to glory in the magnificence of the Epiphany, that these kings, these wise men, these priest kings of other nations, to whom God let know that the King of Kings was born, they came to Jerusalem, and they were led by a star. And it's very interesting, because, of course, in the last few years, this has been an argument of sorts, that they have seen a star in the Orient, ad orientem. It's interesting because it is our position that we need to worship God ad orientem. He has come from the east, and he will come back from the east. And thus we look to the east. At least the liturgical east, because not all churches, this one is not, this one is north. We would be looking that way, but whoever built it didn't know these things, I guess. They were Irish, I guess, so they didn't know anything. You know, Irish people don't know too much. But anyway, the leprechauns were not there that day. But it is the liturgical east. And it is from there that we expect for him to return, just as he came the first time. And these kings, we know of three of them because they became Catholics, they became bishops, they were martyred. And that's why we know of them. And they're in the Cathedral of Cologne, right next to the high altar. A magnificent sarcophagus of gold and jewels. It is about 8 or 10 feet tall. You have to look at it. On the other side of the altar is a similar sarcophagus with the mother and the seven brothers of the Maccabees. So there are two sets of martyrs, one from the Old Testament, one from the New. And so we look for them and we see so many wonderful things. But they bring gifts of gold because he is the King of Kings. There is no higher. They bring frankincense, incense, because he is God. They acknowledge that he is God. They know that he is God. And myrrh, because he has come to die. And so we rejoice in these wonderful days. And the liturgy of these days, especially in the hymns of the Divine Office, we see the hymns that they rebuke Herod. Why are you jealous, Herod? He doesn't need your glory. He is the one who gave you your glory. His glory is greater. Yours shall go away, and his shall prevail. And of course, Herod somewhat knew this. And so as soon as he found out that this king had been born, he very, very, very curiously sought to find out from the Magi where he was born. And they didn't know. He didn't know because he wasn't a Jew. And it's interesting because the word that is used, which you have heard me say before, in the Gospels, in Latin word, is shishitavatur. It's a very gossipy sort of word. Shishitavatur. And so he wanted to know. You know, whenever somebody's always, you know, there's always gossips everywhere. And it's not just women. Men are bigger gossips than women. So they always are shishitavatur, finding out the minutiae of the things that are going on. So Herod wanted to know. The kings were sought after, this false king, who was a murderer in many ways, a false king, as there are so many in the world today. And we see them beginning to fall right and left. And they, of course, they find out because he asks for the priest of the temple. and the doctors of the temple. And they say, the prophet, of course the prophet is Micah, whose feast we shall celebrate next week. Micah the prophet says, and you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are not the least, because from you shall arise he who is to shepherd my people Israel. Now who could that be? Who is the shepherd of God's people Israel? Who still is our shepherd, and we are God's people Israel. The church is in the New Testament. And so they go and they find him, not in the cave any longer, but in a house, because Joseph had procured a house for them for the protection of the child and his mother. Joseph is not there. Some of the paintings, even here in the missal that we use, they show Joseph. Joseph was not there. Joseph was working. It was just the Blessed Mother, the child, and his mother. And they come and they bring gifts, and they are just transported with joy. Their hearts blew up with joy. And so too should our hearts be. Our hearts should blow up with joy with the fact that Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, our Savior, has come to us. And here we see him in his first appearance as a little baby, so that we can approach him with love and tenderness and not be afraid to see him and to even pick him up, if that is what we can do. And many saints have been able to pick him up, and it's a wonderful, wonderful experience. And so today we ask him to allow us to pick him up. But even if we do not pick him up as a little baby in the portal of Bethlehem or in the house of Bethlehem, we pick him up in a much more intimate and serious and wonderful way when we receive him in Holy Communion. What a wonderful gift and what a wonderful religion God has given to us in our holy Catholic faith. There is nothing like it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.